As COVID-19 pandemic restrictions lift and seniors are getting brave enough to resume their normal activities, many are considering going back to their snowboarding lifestyle. As with everything else, the cost of travel and the insurance coverage that should be the companion that cushions the blow if something goes wrong is an essential part of that idyllic winter vacation plan. Gary Clark of Snow Owl Travel Insurance, who has been a Prince George insurance broker for the last 45 years, knows the ins and outs of insurance and has taken the guesswork out of it for his clients. Restrictions or additions have been eliminated now, so for any reason you have a medical emergency, including COVID-19, the insurance company will pay, Clark said. The companies I use have a $10 million overall policy that you are covered for, and pricing is always dependent on your age, health, the destination and duration of the trip. Clark said there are some new trends. A lot of folks are going for longer terms now. Recently I've done quotes for up to 7-month trips. That's a long time and it can get quite expensive, and that would be determined by how long you're going and your health. If you've got no underlying health conditions, it makes a big difference compared to someone who has underlying conditions, a big difference. Another factor that determines cost is if your destination is the United States. You can have world travel insurance that excludes the United States, and it's quite a bit cheaper because the USA is the most expensive place in the world to get sick, Clark said. If you go into hospital down there, it's very expensive, and believe it or not, Canada is the second most expensive. Most people don't realize that because we're covered through our medical services plan. He's also noticed a recent trend where now that pandemic restrictions are lifting and people are ready to go exploring, they are getting multi-trip insurance, where they buy a policy that spans, say, 35 days over a year, because they may go on vacation twice a year, but then there's that visit to family that takes them away from home as well. They don't know exactly when they're going, so they'll buy a multi-trip policy that covers as many trips as they'd like to make in that year, Clark said. I find that's very popular now, as it leaves all your options open. Clark said to get any kind of travel insurance, people must first be covered by their provincial medical services plan. I want to emphasize something, especially when it comes to older folks, Clark said. Even if you do have an ongoing medical condition, the rates are based on the stability of that condition. So let's say you are on medication for high blood pressure, so you declare that and that's okay. There's no increase in the rate for that as long as you declare it, but it has to have been a stable condition for at least 6 months, so no increase in medication for 6 months, and if there is a change in medication, there's going to be a surcharge. These are things to keep in mind when getting insurance. Here's something that Clark likes about the companies he uses, particularly for his older clients. You've heard the horror stories about how people get insurance, and because they've forgotten to declare a pre-existing condition, their insurance company won't cover the cost of a hospital stay, Clark said. That's everybody's nightmare. So one company that I use will never deny the claim. Older people forget stuff, okay? They forget their doctor told them this or that. They are not being fraudulent, they just have a lot of stuff going on and they forget. Clark said the company never denies a claim, so if an error was made on the medical questionnaire, the company will just change the deductible. I just use the top 5 insurers in Canada, and that way you know they will stand behind their policies, Clark said. And that's what it's all about, having peace of mind when you travel.